Hello, this is Dr. Paul on Animal Radio. Take care of the pets and make sure that in these hot days that they get in lots of water, and don't tie them outside in the sun because then they get a heat stroke.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
You can also send us via email or via the Animal Radio app your questions for any one of the Dream Team here at Animal Radio. That includes Dr. Debbie, dog trainer Alan Cable, dog father Joey Volani, and of course, animal communicator Joy Turner. Download the free app now for iPhone and Android. Ask your questions when you have your questions and listen to the show when you have time to listen to the show. It's a free app. Just
can't beat that.
This question came in from the app. Hi, I love your show. Been listening for a while, but I have not heard this topic discussed, so here goes.
Something new?
Yes. Well, not really. Sort of. Maybe for her.
Okay.
She says she has a hip and a hop back.
Boom, boom.
A Himalayan flame point cat who recently began an extremely annoying habit. I can't read this small.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. Could you read it? I'm sorry. It's so small.
Oh, wow.
You can't read it either.
Okay, I have a Himalayan flame point cat who recently began an extremely annoying habit. I haven't had a man around the house much in the last 3 years, and now I do. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
My cat has taken to meowing very loudly around and on the bed when my guy and I are making whoopee.
Really?
He didn't do this with my former partner, but he was a cat lover. This new guy is not a cat lover. I've told this new guy that he needs to at least pretend he likes the cat and give the cat positive energy, as cats are very emotionally sensitive creatures. I've also sat and visualized and tried to communicate to my cat that he is still the man of the house.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where he lives, and he's safe, and it's his permanent home, yada, yada. Any other advice? It's really annoying, and my guy definitely does not like it at all.
Why is the cat in the bedroom at all?
Wait a minute. Yes. Okay. I cannot keep my trap shut here.
That would freak me out.
This is wrong on the human level here. You know, if your cat's your baby, you wouldn't let your children watch you have sex. So you really should not allow your cat in the bedroom you're having sex. Just period. It's just not a good idea for many reasons. There can be injuries that I've heard stories of being sustained. So I wouldn't put it past your kitty if it became physical. But no, there's no reason this cat needs to be in the bedroom when she's having private time with her man. That's what a door is for. So I would
not
put the cat outside there.
Yeah.
What?
But I don't think he would work if the cat was looking and meowing. I just don't think the whole thing would work.
I get it. It's a guy thing. Yeah, it wouldn't work out. You lose interest immediately.
It really wouldn't work out. The cat would have to go real quick.
Well, see,
you know how the Flintstones, the kitty put the cat outside?
Yeah,
yes.
You're talking about the guy losing interest and not liking the idea. I'm looking at the woman's point of view. Hey, if my cat doesn't like this guy, something's wrong. You know, something's wrong with
this
guy.
Maybe the cat wants a piece. Maybe the cat just, you know, hey, he hasn't seen us a while. Hey, what's going on here? What about me? Did you ever think
about what the sex act physically looks like? And in cat, you know, physical, like, just communication, you know, that can be upsetting and give some mixed messages.
He's hurting mommy.
Whether they not perceive it as, you know, a sexual thing, you know, that's her human. So I agree with, you know, trying to keep the, you know, the husband or the boyfriend needs to, you know, treat the cat well, feed it, give it affection. He needs to be the one that does the only feeding in the household. But I really think that, yeah, it's we've got to get this cat out of the bedroom.
But, you know,
maybe the cat's a voyeur.
Yeah, well, but you know, a cat crying and scratching on the other side of the door is a mood killer,
yeah,
too.
That is a mood killer, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw in the cat perspective here for everybody else.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, this little kitty, I'll tell you, he's got a lot to say about all this stuff, and he uses some words, again, that it surprises me. Animals typically don't use words that are swear words, he every now and then swears in my head. He thinks that he should be considered in the choice of people for us because he considers his woman and him a team.
Uh-huh.
And he was not considered. He thinks that nobody should come into her life that is not in love with both of them.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks that to him, the guy is kind of like attacking his woman, and he does not like that. He thinks that he shouldn't be doing that because he's not our guy. He may be somebody she likes, but he really thinks she needs to find a guy that is compatible with both of them.
Okay.
Or get rid of the one that's not.
Yeah, see, I take that as a warning sign. Get rid of the guy if the cat.
I'm just saying, shut the door. Shut the door.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say
it's my decision.
Well, there you go. It's, boy, we're not really solving any problems today. We're giving you a lot of opinions, though, that is for sure. Remember, you can send us your email at yourvoice@animalradio.com or directly right from the app, the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You know, I hate being off on Saturdays. I have like 40 projects my wife has me on already today.
The honey to-do list. I love it.
Oh, God. It started at 7:30 this morning. The only time it ended was when I had to come do the show.
Oh, really? So what do you got to do?
Well, I'll tell you what I did so far.
Okay.
I mulched all the beds. I trimmed all the hedges. I actually regrouted the walkway in the back. I got to go. When I'm done today, I have to go and I got to put a barbecue gazebo together. Then I got to hang curtains in a room. Okay. And this is all while she's out at a shower.
Awesome.
That
I love
the to-do list.
Wow. You got a lot done. You come over to my place.
I didn't do all of them yet.
Look at how needed you are, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so lucky, dude. My wife is so mad.
Lucky? I'll tell you what. Let's switch. Let's switch houses for about a month.
Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, you can get more on your Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android over at the Animal Radio website at animalradio.com. We'll see you next week right here for more Animal Radio.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.